We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy, Tommy G, here with the Tuesday edition of the Steak Cashin' Show. Off to a very funny start behind the scenes, I will tell you that much. Evan won't be here next week.
Harbor Freight knows.
Evan, was that you?
That was me.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Bills fired.
I thought we had Evan fired right out the gate. That would have been the quickest firing in show.
I mean, he's fired just for being
Evan. Well, let's go there. So he landed in a minute. So Evan announced to us, Bill, that he will not be here next week because he's going on vacation with the family.
I thought it was a wedding again. Right. Then, you know. That's but then I found out something. It's something totally worse than a wedding. I mean, guys, listen. I don't know. I partied way too much when I was younger.
I did too.
Way too much. But when I was 25, I didn't go on vacation with my girlfriend's parents.
I don't think I ever met my girlfriend's parents until a year ago.
Cancun doing fucking rails off strippers' titties.
I was robbing banks. You were mainlining heroin. I mean, Evan's going on family vacations.
I'm a family guy. I'm sorry. Bill was mainlining heroin when he was 25.
Family guy? You were robbing
banks. I was in prison from robbing a bank.
Who's really doing better here? Come on.
We're both millionaires.
I knew that was coming. I knew that's your fucking. That's the easy button for Bill. Anytime it's just a cop out, he just presses the fucking easy button. I'm a millionaire. I don't need this fucking show. I'm a millionaire.
It is the mic drop.
You tell me.
And you're an expert sports analyst.
Listen, I can say I partied like a motherfucker, but Monday morning I always got up for work, and I never missed a day.
Yeah. And you're an expert sports analyst working right out of your own basement from home.
Working out of my own basement from home. Isn't life grand?
I mean, listen, we did good, Bill. We did good. What is going off on my phone? I turned my ringer off. Joey Rackets, how are you doing today, my friend? You showed us your one-eyed cat, which I think is fucking phenomenal. I'm a big fan of one-eyed and three-legged animals. Bill knows this, right, Bill?
You wouldn't leave me alone, and that you didn't know who Linus was.
Can we take a time out for a second? Somebody in the chat just put, how many units were you up off of that bank, Tommy?
I was up about 287,000 units, and then I had to give it all back.
Oh, that's great.
Part of the reason I had to rob the bank was because I was down a lot of units at that time at 24 years old. But Joey Rackets, you actually you have a one-eyed animal. I just found out about this right now. Like, Bill, that's a thing of mine. You know that. Bill knows that. Like, three-legged dogs and one-eyed animals.
I hate cats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I'm not a cat person, but I do respect the one-eyed cats.
Yeah.
One-eyed and three-legged. One-eyed. Yeah.
A little pirate kitty.
Yeah. I mean, I love retarded-looking fucking, like, dilapidated things. Hence,
single men should
hence
never
that guy speaking right now.
If you're a single man and you own a cat, you better rethink your life.
I was married.
Evan, do you own a cat?
Nope.
Okay. You got problems. Yeah. Let me tell you, way bigger than you really know.
Yes, I agree with that. I do agree with that. All right, so we had a busy week. We had a lot of time off, so let's update everyone on what's going on here. So, Evan Hand, where do we start? And is Howie Dewey available?
I'll text him and make sure.
Okay, because he texts me a play, so I don't know if that's because he's not coming on or because he just wanted me to really know that he loves VCU tonight.
I'd assume the former.
Does he at least, you know what, I'll give credit to Howie, because Howie, even though he made up some like 3-1 that he was with Duke, he fucking realized his mistakes and he switched off of Duke, you know, to the Duke side. And bet them last night, which was the right bet, smart bet. Then you got this moron below me, or for you guys next to me.
No, not below you.
Somehow said the other day, I learned my lesson. I'm not betting against Duke. I'm not messing with that team. Puts out a 5-unit max, totally against me and Howie, and goes against the whole company. And then you know what happens? He gets smacked.
What are you going to do? I have said I have Duke.
I don't know what's dumber, you betting it and putting it out, or the idiot
the subs following it. You. Subs following it. So we're all about transparency here. And I've been transparent that I have Duke problem. I have a serious Duke problem. And I stayed away from it. And then I won on Wake Forest. So now I'm back on, like, all right, I can get Duke again. Duke got me again last night. I mean, what do you want me to do? Like, I have to put out what I bet, Bill. That's what we said. We put out what we bet.
100%.
And if I'm fucking betting it, I had it in all my play. So 100%. If I'm betting it, I'm putting it out. And I've told the subs a million times. Don't
tell
me.
I don't know who it's worth. You or the people who bet it because you put it out.
Listen, if you take Duke away last night, I would have won 6 units. But because of Duke, I won no units. I broke even. Then I won 2 units on hockey. So I ended up winning like a unit or two yesterday. But without Duke, I'd be up 6 or 7 again. So listen, I admit I have a problem. You have a flip-flop problem, Bill Rupp. That's what you have. You have a fucking flip-flop problem. Rackets.
A what?
This fucking kid posted a flip-flop. Skitty-bop.
Gotcha.
Dude, this kid fucking posted today or yesterday on Twitter that
I saw
Caitlin
that.
Clark is the greatest basketball player of all time.
And then started talking
after
about gravy.
All last week, and they talk about gravy wrestling or some shit. And then all last week was telling us that women's college basketball isn't even a real sport. And that it's a disgrace that she's fucking being put up there with
it's
Pete Maravich. And then he calls her for clicks and likes like fucking
Rupp Lucrey
over here. He calls her the greatest college basketball player of all time.
He is the greatest college basketball player of all time.
Rackets.
Why?
Hands down.
All right, let me ask you this question. Who wins in a game of one-on-one? Bronny fucking James or Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark.
Probably Caitlin Clark.
No, it's Bronny James.
Bronny James, dude. I could
beat him. He sucks, and it's Bronny James. That's why I'm using him, because he sucks. He beats Caitlin Clark 21-7.
I mean, we're not talking about who could beat who, because
you
obviously.
You said the greatest college basketball player.
He could just back her down
time.
Because he's bigger than
her. Of course.
But
so she can't.
Her skills are better than his skills.
Who wins the game?
Obviously. Who wins
so
in a
she
fight?
She is not the greatest of all time.
Who wins in a fight? It doesn't matter, bro. Her skills are better than his skills.
That's great. Who wins the game? She's not even better than the 7th man off the bench on USC.
Bro, yes.
No woman can be the greatest college
are
basketball
better,
player.
Bro. Her no. skills, his skills.
Compared to other women. No woman is the greatest college basketball player of all time. No woman is top 5,000.
Greatest college basketball scorer and player of all time.
Who wins? Who wins? The best high school player in America. Actually, no, not even. The 100th best high school player in America or Caitlin Clark in a game of 1-on-1. Dude, Rackets. This kid, literally, it's like, it's a new show every day. Because it's a new third party in here. Evan's the same every day. He comes up. He sets everything up for us. He says 18 words. He gets fired on the 4th day of the week. The same thing every week. Rackets is the same every day. He shows up. He comes on time. He gives his input. He waits for baseball season where he has a lot of talk track. And he just hangs out. Bill, whole new person every day. You have no idea who the fuck he
is.
This is
why I'm an expert sports analyst. I learn from my mistakes. And I change and I move on.
And okay. He's very fluid with it.
Well, just something I just saw. We have Kababble coming on in soon, right?
Yeah, he's here already.
Man City tomorrow, Tommy.
Why don't you wait to lead that into Kababble?
No, I can't. I couldn't.
No,
wait.
You're gonna.
No, I
write
can't
it down
no,
and
no, no,
lead
I can't
it.
Wait, you just have to hear this.
Bill, does it start in 2 minutes?
No, you have to hear it.
Then
right?
It can wait.
I can't wait.
No, you're waiting. What's the headlines, Evan? No, we're not doing soccer. Then
let's
going
start off
else.
The headline with this. Then
no, we know Bill, the soccer guy, is going to be here in a minute. Wait for the soccer guy to do the soccer headline. Evan,
not,
what
I
headlines
just
do we
one
have?
Thing,
no, do it with Kababble here.
Russell Evan. Wilson is getting released, being the biggest cap casualty in NFL history.
Bill, we were talking about this. Some team's going to get Russell Wilson for $1 million for 2 years.
Wow, it's great.
I mean, listen, you can say what you want about Russell Wilson. I don't care. But for $1 million to have Russell Wilson, whether he's your starter or your backup, it's a great fucking bargain. Where do you think he goes?
Jets.
I would love him on the Jets, the backup.
Yeah, backup.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't be a starter. He'd be a backup for $1 million. But I think he goes to the Vikings, Rackets. What do you think? Right, throws a good deep ball.
There was a lot of talk with the Steelers. I don't think he fits with the Steelers.
I mean, you don't want him to go to the Vikings, right? Because then that just leaves you want to get Jets want to try to get Justin Jefferson. I mean, that would be
well. I mean, I would love everyone to go to the Jets. I mean, obviously, but
Hoffman said Bill has been off the rails since February 1st.
He really has. I don't even know who he is. Nope. He's a totally different person every day.
Must be a phase of the moon.
Like, he'll literally come today and say, my favorite color is blue. And then tomorrow I'll be like, I fucking hate blue.
No, my favorite color is blue.
We'll see tomorrow. Yeah, until tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow to find out who Bill Rupp is. That should be like the theme of our show.
Favorite team is the Yankees. Go Soto.
Yeah. I mean, this kid's fucking out.
Soto and Judge.
Yeah. So Evan, what do you think? Where should Russell Wilson go? Who's best fit? I don't think Pittsburgh. He's got to be on a team that can kind of go without him doing a lot.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, I don't think, would work at all. That's just their wide receivers, like we talk about, are in shambles.
And he can't be the engine of the offense anymore. He has to just game manage.
Yeah, I can see him going to Minnesota and dying there.
Like, it'd be nice to see him go replace Purdy over there in San Fran, maybe to get a Super Bowl with a better game manager. They're saying Kirk Cousins may be going to Atlanta.
I'll take
you heard about that? Kirk Cousins looking to buy a house in Atlanta or some shit? There's some rumors coming out?
I'll take him.
Bill would love him in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Bill loves guys that are guaranteed no Super Bowl. It's his favorite. Your regular season Rupp.
Everyone. Regular season Rupp.
Yeah, he loves Dak Prescott. He loves fucking Lamar Jackson. He loves Kirk Cousins. All the guys that'll never win a Super Bowl ever. He loves them. But they're going to get you 11 wins and make you feel good about
yourself. You know who else is never going to win a Super Bowl in your lifetime?
Who? Don't you say that. Bite your tongue.
Let's make a bet.
Okay.
In the next 20 years, the Jets don't win a Super Bowl.
$10,000. Oh, wow, Evan.
Damn.
Evan, right there. 10 grand. I'm in.
20 years.
We in? Book it. 10,000.
Yeah. No, no. You got to pay me more than that.
What do you mean?
You got to.
They haven't won a Super Bowl since the 60s.
When that doesn't win.
And we have the worst organization in America.
That
right
doesn't
now,
win.
With the Dolphins and the Bills.
When they don't win in 20 years, you have to buy me a new car.
No. Ooh.
Yeah. The new Mini Cooper is only like 12 grand anyway.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll get him a beater.
All
right, here's what we're going to do.
$500 off Facebook Marketplace.
New car.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Mini Cooper. How much is a Mini Cooper for real?
35?
No way someone's paying 35 for that little shit box.
There's no way.
No way. It's a fucking grown-up toy.
Look it up.
26,800.
Yeah. All right, Bill, I'm going to buy you a 2015 Mini Cooper hatchback.
No, you're buying me a new car.
I'm gonna give you $40,000. I'm gonna give you 4-1 odds on the fucking Jets to win a Super Bowl. We haven't won a Super Bowl in my life.
Car.
No, Healy. I'll buy you.
Healy just said the Jets' chance of winning a Super Bowl is greater than Tommy's chances of being
alive.
That's why I'm saying,
that's why I want this. Well, if I'm dead, Bill makes a lot more money.
Yeah,
than
I make money on his will anyway.
Yeah, he's got money in the will, so he's got a piece of my retirement.
I probably won't be here in 20 years either. So what the fuck?
That's true. The Jets will win the year Bill dies. All right, so Bill, we'll do. I'll give you 2-1 odds: 20,000, 10,000.
No, I want a new car.
Okay, new Mini Cooper.
All right, that'll be like 50 grand by then.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
All right, we'll decide on this tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow.
It's going to be like the engineering degree and just not be made anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Paper. I was crying in the chat. You can bring – what else we got here?
We got Kelsey retiring, Brunson injury, and Archie Manning being a drama queen already.
All right, so let's save Archie for tomorrow. Kelsey retiring for tomorrow. And then let's do Brunson injury because that's topical. So what's the update on the Brunson injury? It looked like his whole leg fell off. His ankle wasn't working. And now we're hearing what? Nerve damage, Bill? What's the update? Anyone know the update on Brunson?
I didn't hear anything today.
That was bad, though. That looked really bad. Let me see. Jalen Brunson.
Negative x-rays, left knee contusion.
I think it's just nerve, right? Like it was a deep thigh burst or something?
It's probably going to be like a couple weeks.
Okay. All right. Let me see.
You're saying and it was just like a bruise? And I remember what we were saying his ankle went like that.
That's the thing that was weird. He went to walk and his ankle just went floppity. Went like this.
A nerve or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So it's just like a deep bruise.
Okay. So I'm seeing he may play today.
I don't know. But I know he's not out for any significant.
All right. So he's fine.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. Because Rackets, I got the bet with Bill on Milwaukee and fucking the Knicks with Bill and Hoffman. and Brunson has to be playing in the playoffs and Giannis has to be playing in the playoffs. I almost like I'm going to kill them on that fucking bet. The Knicks are trash. So I need Brunson to stay alive.
I mean, we beat the Cavs with nobody.
Kababble has joined us. Bill is dying to talk about Man City, Kababble. I mandated. I put my foot down and I told him he's not allowed to speak soccer until the soccer guy comes on. And let me see that shirt, Kababble. That's a no mercy shirt.
It is.
There we go. That's our no mercy red pill shirt. Attaboy, Kababs. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just enjoying
It's not a no mercy shirt.
Yes, it is. That's the shirts we made.
Yeah, it is. That's where we bought it from before I became a capper.
You stole that from Kiss.
It's not Kiss. Show him, Kababble. It's the American flag with a red pill on it. Pull back, Kababble. Show him. Yeah, it's the American flag with a red pill on it. Mm. Yeah. Those are no mercy shirt. So Kababble, Bill, before you start, Kababble, Bill, tell Kababble what you want to talk about.
No, it's over now. I'm not telling you.
No, it's not over. We have the soccer guy.
I'm not telling you now.
Are you talking about the Netflix thing?
Nope.
What are you talking about?
I'm not telling.
All right.
No one cares.
Man City tomorrow, Tom. You know what the line is off the top of your head?
Why don't you ask soccer guy?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, what? -1,000?
No, higher.
Higher? -2,000.
Higher.
-10,000.
Higher.
What?
Higher.
-400 million. I just want to stop playing the guessing game.
-100,000.
No. Babble, that's a real line?
I haven't looked at tomorrow. I won't even look at that.
It is. It's -100,000.
Yeah, Copenhagen doesn't stand a chance.
It's not even like. What are you going to do with that?
I've just paid the whole match completely.
Why even put that out?
Looking at the two advance, not the money line.
Yeah. Two advance. Okay. 100,000.
Like money lines. Money lines -800. But two advances -100,000. How is that possible?
Doesn't even compute. It's
how is 800 and 100,000 similar?
But then you only get 5,000 on the other side.
You get 1,700 on the. You get 1,700 on the money line and 5,000 on the other side. Kababble, explain this.
Because there's 0.00%. There's a chance that my dick grows 10 inches overnight before Copenhagen scores three.
How would it feel? How would it feel, Kababble, to wake up tomorrow and have a 12-inch dick? I literally said that joke. You guys can't see it. Staring directly at Rackets on my screen right here.
But imagine. Manchester, they went last year to Man City, didn't score a goal. Man, they went to Man United this year, knockout stages, didn't score a goal. These guys aren't scoring. They're going to try. They may score one, but they're not scoring three.
I mean, that's a crazy differential.
Yeah, and there's a reason the money line's so low is Man City could literally run out the Man City women's team tomorrow and still advance.
They're up Caitlin Clark could score tomorrow? Greatest college basketball player of all time, according to Bill Russ.
We had back and forth on that. She's not even the best female basketball player of all time. Cheryl Miller still exists.
Wow. I'll debate you on the best female, but I mean, Bill Rupp with the best fucking all time is a fucking idiot. There has to be an opportunity here to take a spread on this tomorrow or something, right?
I'm not sure.
You know what? We'll bring you on tomorrow to tell us. There's a little cliffhanger, teaser.
I'll look at it tomorrow, see if I can't find something there.
All right. Well, what are we looking at for today?
Lazio. And then we also have Real Sociedad versus PSG. I'm not really on the Real Sociedad match. It's going to be prime terrorism. They're going to be chasing and fouling PSG like fuck there, so I'm staying off that.
Prime terrorism?
Because this is their last chance. If they want any hardware this season, one of European's giants has to win in the UCL. They're basically out of their domestic league. Leverkusen's up like 9 or 10 points. They got bounced by nobody in their domestic cup. So if they want a trophy, this is it. They're the third highest favorite. They're at Allianz. There's zero reason to believe that they don't go out and score at least two, maybe even three. Lazio's going to play a low block. They're going to foul like motherfuckers and just pray that they can get out of there with their aggregate lead or get into extra time. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the money line for Bayern Munich, and I'll put it with Real Madrid tomorrow. Madrid. They are at home. It's only hanging like -180, which I was really surprised. They're up 1-0 on AG. RB Leipzig's coming in there, and their player Danny Olmo, who's a Spaniard, came in and said that they're going to go in and beat Madrid at the Bernabeu. That's just like the dumbest thing you could fucking say. That's like saying you're going to go beat Duke by 20 points at Cameron Indoor. That's just nonsense.
I would bet on that, though.
I just give it bulletin. That's bulletin board material. So I'm going to put them both together for minus 105.
Okay, so just repeat the bet right now again. That's Real Madrid money line and what?
Bayern Munich money line minus 105.
Okay, Bayern Munich money line, Real Madrid money line minus 105. I'm going to add those to a couple parlays I'm doing today. All right, and how, go on.
Listen, this cash is tomorrow because he went quad max on a bet I said going to cash on the 13th, and he's cried about it since. So
who's
this
that?
Doints, have you seen him in chat?
Everyone in chat's retarded.
Yeah, he quad maxed the Bayer Leverkusen, or Borussia Dortmund, I meant. And he's been crying that he's just sitting there staring at it ever since. So,
yeah, well,
time frame.
All right, well, then hopefully you get Doints that dub there. And yeah. I know you had a monster Friday. When we were here, a lot of big wins on Friday. Good little weekend. Yeah. Anything noteworthy coming out of the weekend that we need to know? For the
Manchester still blew. They absolutely throttled the shit out of United. Erik ten Hag said that they had a chance. I don't care if they were up 1-0. It was on a 0.08 XG shot. Man City outshot their possession. So it's really just a two-team race in the EPL. It's going to come down to this weekend's a big match, Liverpool versus Man City at Anfield, so we'll be covering that in chat. Maybe you'll be on here Friday.
All right, awesome. Good babble. Thank you very much, my friend. Thank you for wearing the shirt, and thank you for making fun of Bill.
Later, guys.
Later, guy. All right, he is out. Good babble. How you feel about, Rackets, how you feel about Kabobble's inch growing, dick going 10 inches overnight to 12 inches tomorrow?
I was laughing. I thought it was
hilarious. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good. Let's see. It's the cross your fingers. We got Howie Dewey today?
We do.
Have in hand?
We do.
We do have Howie Dewey. Let's go.
Does he have a
shirt? I don't know
on?
Why. Howie's always here, but I always it's Howie, right? You never know. He could have got arrested in the morning. You never know.
No bathroom going. And a shirt.
Is it? Look at Howie. He's got no bathroom, got a shirt on, got the nice little, you got your white man can't jump backward hat with the bangs coming out. Love it. Howie, you ready to go hoop? Oh, Jesus.
Let's go. Catch it.
Let's go, Howie Dewey.
My girl just went to Boston for 4 days. A lot of bad decisions are going to be made in this city.
I don't think you're going to have fucking clothes on for the next fucking week, are you?
It's going to get fucking nutty around here, man. I'm about to get fucking just brave and courageous, man. Like that fucking minus 250 parlay I put in Sunday.
Oh, my God. This psychopath. Bill, how about this guy? How about this guy?
Hopefully you juice it because I made 40% on that play.
I know.
Listen, he switched to Duke, which is great.
Right.
But he still doesn't know how to gamble for shit.
Wow.
What, you don't like 40%, Bill? You want me to give you a calculator?
Minus 267 parlay, and then you bet the same team twice yesterday.
Which team?
You had Baylor twice. You bet him in the parlay.
Yeah, that's fine. I do that too.
I had him like, no, you're wrong. I had him like 10 times. Nice. I'll show you. I had him like 10 times.
Bill's just noticing that because he was scared to death because he was on the phone with me. Every fucking college basketball game, Howie, Bill Rupp comes on and tells me, I'm on this game. And they're down 16-5. And he's fucking losing his shit. I'm like, Bill, when are you going to realize the first half of college basketball game literally might as well not even be played? You might as well just start in the second half with either team down 15. It doesn't fucking matter. Like BYU the other night.
Oh, it matters to me.
Doesn't matter. Evan, by the way, I decided I'm going to keep the fucking 2-month promo going for one more day.
So you I told can
throw you. It on the one more day. Just one more day. We're going to keep the 2-month promo going. That's it. After today, it's done. 2-month promo, $180 for fucking 9 weeks, $20 a week. March Madness is here. This is March. Tommy Pucks, Howie Dewey, Bill Rupp, Joey Rackets, fucking, and everyone else on the staff. One more There's week. One more day.
Look, I got Baylor on that one. That's a plus 720 that hits tonight if VCU can win.
Oh, you got VCU tonight. So you've been talking to me a lot about VCU. We went parlay crazy this weekend.
Listen, let me. I haven't hit this many parlays in my life than Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, it. And a lot of it was luck. A lot of it had to do with.
Oh, you in order to hit a big. Yeah, in order to hit big parlays, you got to have some luck. But, dude, Friday, I put out the Mayhem parlay, right? Friday.
Yeah.
It was plus 2461 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 games in it. The Devils lost as a 400 favorite at the buzzer. On a fucking guy to push the net and they have a penalty shot. Bill, you saw it. Craziest ending in the history of hockey, that Devils game that we lost. Lost by one game. The next day, we hit the plus 1,800, right, with BYU closing it off. Everyone was shitting their pants. Me and Howie are saying, don't worry, the Mormons are coming. The Mormons are coming, and the Stormin' Mormons took it over. Then the next day, yesterday or 2 days ago, I put a plus 1,800 out again. One fucking loser in it, and it was the fucking, Sabres, Rackets, stupid fucking Sabres. We were getting plus 2.5. They were up 2-1, Howie, with 10 minutes left, and they lost 5-2 on two empty netters in the final 40 seconds. Well, so
one thing I've known.
We've 38 games in parlays, lost two of them.
Over the past 20, 30 years, 95% of the time when I get fucked on a parlay, it's a professional sport that fucks me.
It's a professional sport, and it's a minus 400 that should
I'll have the Celtics minus 900 against fucking the Memphis Grizzlies, and they'll lose by 20.
100%. It's always that. And then your plus 180s win left and right. Yep, that's
all. Tell you what, two games that are very similar. The one we had, BYU, they were getting their ass spanked in the first half. And not only did I have BYU with like six parlays, when they got down, I went in.
Oh, we hit them plus 11.5, plus 600. Yeah, kept slashing them.
Last night was the most profitable night I've had because I tripled down on Baylor when they were down 13-14. I bet the money line.
Bill was fucking panicking in full panic mode. So let's see today. I actually got some tips from the freeloaders. Appreciate it. I added a little tip thing to my fucking Twitter account there. How we doing? Because I was like, I'm making these people too much money with free bets on Twitter. You got to fucking throw a couple bones Tommy G's way. So appreciate those of you that did. But put your handle or something in your Twitter handle or Discord handle so I know who to thank. Let's go to top 25 games today, Howie. We got about seven of them. There's three that I'm on. Okay.
I know one you're on right off the bat.
I was going to say, let's see where you're at. And
I'm going to give you my favorite pick of the day.
Okay.
One game.
You think I'm on it?
It's just a regular SEC game. I like Florida. I think Florida's going to mock the shit out of Alabama.
All in. That's one of my three.
That's my favorite game of the day.
All in. All in. You know me. Top 20 road team going in conference to a good team at home. This is a perfect. And then we got Florida favored in this game over Alabama. Every donkey's going to be going the other way. Florida's 13-1 at home, guys. I think this team's got a chance to make a run in the tournament, too.
Great guard play.
So I'm on Florida all in minus 120. I love that, too. I got two others, Howie. Keep going. Let's see if you nail them all three. Top 25 only right now.
From here on out, you got to be careful as shit because you got to decipher what is a conference tournament game versus a lot of these games are meaningless.
Yes, this time of year does get tough. Yeah.
So, like, here's a game I like tonight. You got the American East. You got UMass Lowell, who has to go to Maine. Maine has not played that great at home this year. UMass Lowell has to win this game to have any chance to get in the tournament to play UVM at UVM in the finals. And, you know, they're laying 4.5. I like UMass. I think they probably beat the piss out of Maine tonight.
Okay. So you like UMass in that one. I'm going to go to probably won't surprise Howie. Howie will probably be on the train with me here. This is that time of year. We're getting to that time of year where Purdue starts to fucking shit on themselves heading into March here. And they're going into the Illini. We're looking at a Purdue team that everyone in the country – I mean, it's like fucking – it's like Bill Rupp with the Cowboys. It's like Bill with the Cowboys. Every year this time you start hearing how fucking Purdue's the best team in the country. And then they're out in the first fucking round to a Illinois knocks off Purdue today at Illinois. I'm gonna go to 3-0 on stay catching head to heads with you right now since you're tracking, Bill.
I personally hate this fucking game. I'm not betting it. I don't have a lean, but I agree with you. If I had to bet it, I would take Illinois at home. I do think the game's going to be extremely high scoring because Illinois plays no defense.
Right.
They run, they shoot. I can see them winning this game, absolutely, because I don't think Purdue's that good.
And Illinois opened up plus 1.5. They've already moved to minus 2 on some books. A lot of money coming out to Illinois.
The over-under's 163.5.
Yeah, that's a lot for college. Yeah, I like Illinois minus 122. And then, Howie, what's your input on this UNLV game? Me and you love the Mountain West. We got San Diego State heading out to UNLV. Every part of my body wants to hit the Mountain West home team here with UNLV. Really needs this win. San Diego State's fine. What do you think?
Look, two of the best, probably the two best games of the whole night are the last two games.
Always Mount West, Boise.
I mean, look at Boise. You got Boise, who I like at home tonight, playing Utah State.
I like it.
I like Boise at home, but to answer your question, man.
Boise playing Nevada.
Look how fucking good UNLV has been playing the last 2 weeks. It's frightening. They're beating everybody.
And they have to be beating everyone because they're not at 20 wins yet.
No. And
they
got to
keep beating
tonight.
Everyone.
That's a good – look, there'll be a lot of students here tonight. That's a big school. I don't see how you can't bet it. You got to take UNLV at home.
I love it. I love this spot for UNLV. Yeah. We're getting points in this one too. Not as much as the other two. I probably like Florida and Illinois a little more. But I do like that. I'm on it. I'm betting it. I don't care if it's fucking – if it's a donkey play. Boise State was Nevada, not Utah State. I'm a little worried because you know I love Nevada, Howie. You know Nevada's my team. They're 7-3 on the road, one of those rare teams. I think they can make a run deep into the conference tournaments. Yeah. They got Blackshear back. They got their whole fucking team back. I think this is a nasty little team. Nevada's moved to 24-6. They were on my underrated list the first week of the season of the 10 teams that I put on there. I'm a little worried about the Boise spot, but Boise does dominate at home. But UNLV does look good here for me. Give me another one. We're not going to give them all the card, but give me one more, and I'll give them one more.
I'll give you a wild conspiracy one right now. You'll love this one. So Clemson Saturday goes into Notre Dame, that point guard from Notre Dame, who's awesome, goes off, beats Clemson by 7. Tonight, you got the same team, Notre Dame, who came off that huge win. Now they got to go to North Carolina. They're going to lose by 30, not 20. 30. North Carolina is just going to absolutely blast them tonight at home. And meanwhile, you got Syracuse going into Clemson. I don't like that 9.5. I think it's too much. I think Syracuse probably covers that 9.5. I just see a closer game.
Well, I agree with that. I like VCU with you tonight. So you're on VCU on the money line. I like VCU on the money line too.
Yeah. I mean, I got to hedge it a little bit. I did, you know, look, the only fucking good thing I do like about FanDuel is they just started those build your parlays where 20, 25, 30, 35, 45.
Yeah,
you
the
know.
Percentage of the bonus goes up as you go up.
Yeah. So
which I means just, Howie's now betting 19 team parlays. So, basically, and he piles like 800-900s in it just to get the extra 5% on the way up.
Yeah, this was plus 500. 5-team parlay. I got it up to plus 725. $100 wins you 800 and whatever. And I just need VCU to win tonight.
All right. So you got VCU. I like VCU on the money line too. We'll have some plays out with them on the money line. All right. Let's shut it off there, Howie. Let's not give them too much. We got to get them to sign up for the This Is March promo. 50% off. Sign up at 4Deep. Me and Howie Dewey working on our fucking college basketball guide, which is going to be out shortly. Get ready for that.
I'll be at the Ivy League tournament. I'll be at the Atlantic 10 tournament, the Big East tournament.
And do you have any comedy gigs coming up you want to promote?
Next week, Friday night, I'll be at Morris Plains at the Dojo.
I may be there. I may be there. When's that? This Friday or next Friday?
This Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
All right. I may come by to go support you guys.
I'll be doing some teach the fucking children jokes.
That a boy. Touch the children, Howie.
It's fucking horrible.
Love
you,
brother.
Told me that, I almost shit myself. I'm like, you can't put this up there. I'm done.
Change the E. Make the E look better. All right, Howie. We'll see you Friday. Later, brother. All right. Evan Hand, what do we got next?
NBA.
All right. So, guys, get over. Last day. Last day of the promo. This is the last day.
Right.
2 months. 2 months, 50. Last day. This is it. This is final day.
Yeah, right.
Final day of the promo. That's it. It's done today. It's over after today.
I mean, how many free winners do we have to give them?
I mean, dude, if these people aren't signed up by now, I made them like $1,000 in one night on fucking Twitter the other night. I mean, literally, if anyone who's not signed up now is retarded.
Gave out free bets on here. I even gave out my best bet of the week was in the UFC with the plus 160 for the Nurmagomedov to win by decision.
Bill, just my fucking free bet from 2 days ago. I gave Minnesota plus 5.5 live, Minnesesota plus 200 live. Cameron, did your camera get worse every time you come on?
It's worse.
What up?
You look like you're in fog.
Yeah, we need to go to Hoffman's house and get him set up.
How about you wipe it down with your thumb?
Yeah, what, did you jerk off on it?
What?
Your camera.
It's blurry. There you go.
A little bit better. I mean, not much.
What the fuck?
So, my computer. I need to get a. I need to fucking put in the computer screen.
Go get one of the Dragons backgrounds. Maybe it'll brighten you up a little bit. So Minnesota. I gave Minnesota +5.5. Minnesota +200. BYU -120. BYU +11.5 live. And BYU +600. Bill live. I gave them all in one night live. That was
BYU.
$15 they had to put on each of them, and they made $180, $200. Could have paid their sub off. Where is it? Get in here.
I mean. And then
every single person that follows me should be in here. Every one of you should be in here.
I've given out Wembanyama's blocks the last like 3 weeks, and it's won every single time.
We told him on here it's going to be -300, and it is -300.
Yeah. So you should have made money on that alone. And then over the weekend we hit two more NASCAR races.
Maybe we shut the show off. Maybe we just shut the show off for a week.
Xfinity and Cup race. So. I don't know why you're not signed up for those.
I will tell you this. A lot of people are signing up, and that's why I keep adding another day to the promo, because as long as you guys keep signing up, I'll keep promo up. I'm a greedy motherfucker. I don't give a shit.
That promo's going to be up until...
That promo's going to be up until tonight at midnight. That's it.
Fucking thing's going to be expiring, and he's going to be
tonight at midnight is it.
Final four guaranteed.
Tonight at midnight, the promo is done.
We only have 65 likes.
You've been saying that for 5 days.
Tonight it's the final day. Listen, one day it's going to be the final day, so you better get in every day. But 65 likes, that's pathetic, Evan.
That is extremely pathetic.
Bill,
what are we doing?
65 likes.
What are we doing? I mean,
let's just shut the show off.
There's 212 people here now and 480 that have watched it total already.
Maybe I should make my camera blurry again.
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck?
Shut the show off.
It's like 15% of the people who've tuned in have clicked the like button.
Shut it down.
Should we shut it down?
Shut it down, John Taffer.
Hey, let's shut it down. Shut it down! All right. So, Luke Hoffman, what do we like in the NBA tonight?
Well, first of all, our bet is in shambles. Brunson's hurt and Giannis is hurt.
Yeah, I know, but it'll be all right. Giannis
tried to take a jump shot, and he was just like, nope, not happening tonight.
What happened to him?
He's got something with his Achilles.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Like bad?
Like he went to go take a jump shot.
But what's the update?
He didn't play.
Because Brunson did the same thing.
He didn't play yesterday.
He went to go take a jump shot, and the ball didn't even leave his hands, and he goes, fuck, and he slammed it, and then he went to the sideline.
What are we doing? Is he hurt long term?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You think they're hurt, and then they're not. Like, Brunson, they're saying.
Brunson may play tonight.
Brunson's definitely going to play on Friday. I can guarantee you that.
Giannis got some type of tendonitis, they said.
Oh, Jesus. Right?
That could hamper him the rest of the playoffs.
I mean, they'll still be fine to beat the shitty Knicks. I just hope he plays. Well, Achilles tendonitis, they're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, God knows who's going to play in that series by the time we get there.
Maybe bench versus bench.
We're playing D-League versus D-League team in the playoffs. Like, that's what we got.
Yeah, I think Giannis just wanted a couple days off and faked it, honestly. I'm looking at it right now. I think it was faked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I faked. He wanted a couple days off. That's all. So what do we like here, Huff?
I'm going to do a combo parlay with Bill. With Bill's Wemby's blocks, three blocks, with Jimmy Butler, 1 3-pointer. Jimmy Butler shooting a lot of threes lately. He's been making them. They're home tonight. They're playing the shitty Pistons. He'll probably take like 4 or 5 threes.
Didn't Tuesday used to be a quiet night for the NBA?
They just do whatever they want.
It's just random now.
They have no schedule. It's just random.
Yeah.
What's the line?
What's the line, Hoffman?
Nat -120.
All right. Bill, what do we got for any must wins today?
Well, I'm taking Wembanyama 3.5 blocks. I'm moving it up one -130.
You're moving it up. What did you say?
To 3.5. So he has to get 4 blocks tonight.
Okay.
If it doesn't happen, if he only gets 3, then it's over. So this is the day to.
He's got five or more.
We've made so much off of him that it's just plus money now in your pocket anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. I mean, the Mavericks should have to win this game. Like, this is, you know, every game for them, but they're so up and down. I can't even bet them. I mean, they look great one day, and then the next day they look like shit, and then in the fourth quarter they come back, and then they can't win. I mean, just crazy. There's not one side on NBA that I like tonight besides the Celtics.
I'll tell you what I like tonight, honestly, and it's not even just to piss you two people off. Rackets, I like the Hawks tonight. right now. Hawks were plus 4.5. 65% of the public is on the Knicks. The line's dropped to 2.5.
Don't bet that game. Don't bet that game at all.
No? Dude, in the Garden? Trey in the Garden?
Don't do it.
Trey Young's hurt, isn't he?
Is he? I don't know. I don't watch your stupid sport.
He's been out for like weeks.
I don't watch that stupid sport. I don't even know who's Trae Young. I don't even know if he's still on the Hawks.
All right. Well, you can't say Trae Young in the Garden when he has.
No, I didn't know he was hurt.
So he's not playing.
Honestly, since this Wemby run has been going on, the Spurs have been playing great. Let's do it. Spurs plus 6. Spurs money line. I think it's plus 220.
Spurs plus
7.5 now.
7.5.
7.5 on DraftKings, yeah.
All right, let's see. I don't even see Trae Young in the injury report.
He's been hurt for
weeks. I don't care what he's been hurt. Is he playing
tonight?
He's not
playing. He's out. He's been out. He's not playing.
I don't trust
you. What's 260 money line?
I don't trust you.
Doing well, I'm telling you.
Why am I trusting? We call them updates for a reason. I can't trust you.
All right, want to make a bet on it?
No, I don't watch your sport.
Bet me.
I don't watch NBA. I don't watch WWE on hardwood.
You watch it all the time.
I do not.
Shut up.
Ever.
Such a liar.
When the fuck have I ever had a first quarter?
All the time, bro.
I turn into the fourth quarter when there's a live bet. When the fuck have I watched the first?
You're so stupid.
When the fuck have I watched the first
quarter? All the time.
When?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't document when you're watching TV.
Playoffs, yes. In the playoffs.
Evan, parlay.
I'm such a liar. Don't think I'm a liar. Fraud.
Nuggets. Magic, Heat, Nuggets, parlay, minus 120. They all should dominate tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
all a liar.
I'm on the Celtics. I got to find something to parlay with them with. I mean, they've won 11 in a row. They were up by 50 over the Warriors.
They beat the Warriors by 52.
I mean, how is someone up by 50 at halftime?
That's what the Warriors used to do to teams, and now that's happening to them.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
How
are you up by 50? At the half.
Dude, they were up by like 39 with 10 minutes left in the first quarter.
Porzingis didn't even play in that game.
Celtics are going to be very tough to beat.
These lines on the Celtics should all be minus 800 easily. And they're not giving them any. They're minus 3 something again tonight.
Take them.
The Cavs suck.
Cavs do suck.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell's playing either, right?
Oh, he was hurt the other day.
Line's been exploding up. It opened at like 4.5, and now he
didn't play versus the Knicks.
I'm assuming he's not playing.
Definitely got a technical foul for touching his chain. See that, Bill?
What?
Yeah. Josh Hart hit a 3 in the corner, and he turned around and grabbed Donovan Mitchell's chain.
Awesome. Oh, my Villanova boys are the best.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I'll have the Celtics parlayed with something. Maybe Purdue. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, I think Purdue's going to win tonight.
All right. Anything else in the association?
Nope. Right. Playoffs coming up soon.
You know what you could do, Bill? If you need something to parlay with Boston, I love the Stars tonight. The Sharks have lost like 450 games in a row, and they just played like 16 games in the last 3 days, and the Stars are minus like 380 against the Sharks today. So if you did want to parlay, what's the line on the –
Did we just bet the Stars the other night?
You know what I noticed about that, though, Tommy? The Sharks.
Oh, yeah, Dallas, something.
It was against the Sharks. Yeah. They were home. Now they're playing a home.
Yeah.
Home and home.
Oh, yeah.
The Sharks always score first in these games, though. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I thought you were saying last night, Bill. Last night they played. They didn't play.
Donovan Mitchell and Strus are both out. I'm all in.
So let's do does that pay?
Unless Brown is out with Porzingis, and then you know, I don't know, but as of right now, I'm all in.
What does that pay? Because Dallas beat the Sharks the other night. It was actually a fairly close game. Sharks been playing all right, but they just lose every game. They just can't win. They've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of their last 10, coming off the 10-game losing streak a few weeks before that, and a 10-game losing streak to start the season. So the Sharks are the worst team in hockey. I just keep picking on them every night. So I like the Dallas Stars, Bill, if you're looking for a heavy money line play to put in there.
Yeah, but they've been like shitty though. Like,
this fucking barely... I'm up 80 units in the last 33 days.
Tonight,
I'm the best hockey handicapper in fucking America.
They barely won the other day.
Take the fucking play I give you.
Shut up.
I am the best in America. It's not close.
You are.
No one's better than me. Right, Hoffman?
You really are.
No one's better than me. So just bet what I tell you.
It's Are you on the Panthers tonight? The Devils.
Took me 2.5 months to become the best hockey handicapper in America.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Panthers. I mean, they Panthers beat the Rangers last night.
I do like the but keep in mind, they just played last night.
They just played last night, but it's the Devils. Like the Devils.
I know the Devils suck. You know what the Devils' problem is?
It's no traveling. They're
22-8 on the road. It should be fine. I am on the Panthers tonight. We'll get to that in a second. But the Devils' problem, Bill, they're fucking soft, dude. That
their
game
goalie sucks.
Their goalie sucks, and they're soft. The game with who was it, Anaheim or whatever they outshot them.
The one game that we were watching in the chat with the goalie just fucking like let it go into the net. Like, yeah. What the fuck was that?
How about we go to the game
tonight?
Yeah,
I consider it. The tickets on you?
I'm not going to the game.
You're paying?
We have to decide in like the next like hour.
You're paying?
Yeah, I'll buy you a fucking $20 ticket.
Oh, yeah. I don't care how much it is. I just want to make sure you're paying.
How much does it cost to go to a hockey game?
I don't care. I just want to make sure you're paying.
Look at that, The Rock.
Yeah. He's just trying to butter me up so I steal him bobbleheads fucking at fucking May 4th. That's all he's doing. But, yeah, I don't know if I want to go to the Devils game when I'm betting on the Panthers. It's probably not the smartest time to go to the Devils game. It's just gay. I don't want to be that guy. I'm not a Panthers fan. I would do it if they played the Flyers. But, yeah, I do like the Panthers today in that spot. But the Devils don't hit anyone. That's the problem. That game where they were out shooting, I think it was Anaheim when we needed it for the parlay, it was like 58 shots to 26, and they were losing fucking by two goals. They were getting out hit 30-4. How do you have four hits on the other team in 2.5 periods? How's that even possible? So the Devils are just soft. That's the problem with the Devils. They're soft. They just get run over when they step on the ice. So anyway, Hoff, any other NBA here?
No.
All right, buddy. All right, let's work on that camera. Let's work on that background, too. Let's get you got so much memorabilia. Why don't you set up like a nice little shelf?
Setting it up upstairs. I'm almost done.
All right. Hoffman's like the memorabilia king. Half the memorabilia I have here is from Hoffman. Give him jerseys, all kinds. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got.
Setting it up.
You know? All right, Hoff Daddy.
Review it.
All right. Love you, Hoff.
Take it easy.
Later. All right. Where are we going next?
NHL.
Fire on ice. Fire on ice. So, Bill, what did you say? You in on Dallas tonight? Or are you going to fucking say no?
Probably not. Panthers.
By the way, the total is 62.46 units since February 1st. So, that is the – that's it. Just 62.
I'm not gonna put the Panthers in the parlay of Boston.
No, don't put it in a parlay. That's a straight bet. And
I'm going to do the Panthers straight, most likely.
Yeah, I'm going – so here's the games I like.
I really – we'll go to the game tonight if you want to go. You want to go?
No.
Why not?
I mean, I may. Talk to me after the show. I don't know. I mean, I'm rooting for the Panthers in the Devils game. I'd rather go to the Devils game.
No, and then when they throw, like.
No, I want to go be rowdy.
Be like what?
Rowdy, because I'm bowdy. No, I don't want to go root for the Panthers. If it's a team that I really like and I'll root against the Devils, that's kind of gay. Like Rangers? Yeah. I would go to Rangers game, root for the Panthers like crazy because I fucking hate Ranger fans. I want to get in fights there. Devils, they're kind of like the Jets, you know? Like the little brother in this city. So I don't like picking on them.
Come on, drive in my house and then I'll drive over.
Well, you're picking me up and you're paying.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to drive that way. My house is right next to the fucking, next to Newark. I'm not going to drive half hour out, half hour back, half hour out. You're going to come here and then we're going to go there.
How bad do you want it?
Well, I'll go alone.
Yeah, sure you will. Meanwhile, I fucking go alone. He'd be scared to death to get hostile.
Who wants to go to the Devils game with me?
Yeah, why didn't you go to the Devils game with me when they played outside in the Meadowlands?
Because I'm not sitting outside in 20 degree weather.
You're not a man. All right, I might go to the game with you. We'll talk about it when we get off. So I do like the Panthers -120 today. Do like the Stars as a parlay piece. The 60 minute line on the Stars is probably even going to be too high. It's probably going to be -200. Let me check here. Stars 60 minute line plus the Sharks have been playing kind of close. I don't even trust the Sharks lose all the time at the end of the games, but they have been playing all right. Let's see, 60 minute line, three-way result. Yeah, Stars -250. That's too much. All right, so we're gonna go Stars in a par. So we go Stars Celtics. What's that paying over there on
DraftKings? 169. I already put it in for you.
That's a little big. Why don't we go? Why don't we throw Wemby three blocks in there too? What else could we throw in there? I don't want to lay that 160. Let's see if we can get that down to even money. NBA time. I'm sorry, college basketball. Let me see what else we could put in there. South Florida's been on fire, dude.
South Florida's been out of their minds. Maybe we put South Florida in there. Kansas. Yeah, let's go Kansas.
Go Kansas. What's that pay with Kansas?
And the Celtics?
McCullough's back. Yeah. Kansas, Celtics, Stars. Should be like 120, I assume.
It is 122.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah, that's better. Kansas, Celtics, Stars. All right, I like that. Also going with the Nuck if you Bucks tonight. So we're going to go with the Canucks against the Kings. The Kings have been a horrific home team this year. It's actually pretty crazy. They're like 5 points. I think they won one or two of their last home games. They're not winning anything. They're 31-19, Bill, the Kings. And they're 12-10 at home. Hmm. How does that make any sense? They're actually better on the road significantly. They're 19-9 on the road and 12-10 at home. Where you have the Canucks, 19-11 on the road. I like this spot. Don't love the Kings. Love the Nuck if you Bucks. So we're going to go with the Canucks in this spot, -110. We're going to put the Stars in pars, and we're going to go with the Panthers against the Devils. I didn't have anything that rhymed with Panthers there. Evan, do you want to give us a Boston Bruins update? They're playing the Edmonton Oilers tonight at home.
Yeah. I'll get on the screen for this one.
Okay. Here he comes. Okay. Coming in hot.
Stay absolutely as far away as possible from the Boston Bruins right now because they fucking suck.
Whoa.
They're horrible right now.
Wow. You hear that, Bill?
I heard it.
That is your Bruins update.
They suck.
I'm going to give you another way, another play here. We've been having great luck with these in parlays outside of Joey Rackett's shit fucking garbage person team, the Buffalo Sabres, who I'm actually the co-pilot of the Buffalo Sabres train, except for
Lugan is nasty, dude.
Yeah, that team's really good, actually. But
they're going to be good next year.
Yeah, I like the Kraken in this spot, +150.
My dog's whining. I'll be right back. I got a lot of
time. Okay. I like a little Kraken here in my life, and I like them +2.5, -300 in parlays. So we've been doing a lot of these +2.5, +2.5s for even money. I don't hate the Kraken in parlays. I think the Kraken could win this game. So I got a little interest in the Kraken there, +150. This line also opened at -180 for the Jets. It's down to 160 with 90% of the public on the Jets. Winnipeg coming off a big win the other day. That is it for the ice. A little bit of lean on the Islanders. A little bit of lean on the Oilers against the Bruins. A lot of lean on the Nucks. A lot of lean on the Stars. And that's it. So enjoy your day. I'll probably go 3-1 again and we'll make a bunch of money. Anything else?
Nope.
Wow. That's it. Look at that. Look at that Rackets bird. Looks pretty funny. Sitting by itself. We're going to have to hear about Baltimore all year, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, we are. Can do it, Bill. Let's see. You're not even going the right way.
Mine. That one's going that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine was going that way. All right. Guess final words. Joey Rackets. Bill Rupp.
Rubbing Rackets 530 on Twitter Spaces.
You got video set up?
Not yet.
No. Okay. Coming, all right. Coming when the promo ends.
What?
Video starting when the promo ends?
No, I'll probably have the video for baseball season.
Okay, so when the promo ends. Perfect. Evan Hand, final words.
Rigged.
Four. Joey Rackets, Bill Rupp, Evan Hand, Luke Hoffman. I'm watching the replay on the YouTube and Howie just took his shirt off right now. Fucking very distracting. And Kebabel. I am Tommy G. Tune in tomorrow, guys. We have the Golf Gurus coming on with us. Jerry and Price going over the whole fucking golf slate. There's a golf show tonight. You guys need to be checking out. I think it's at 11 o'clock still. I don't know if they changed the time. 11 o'clock Eastern. You can watch that on demand if you miss it live. It's on the Stay Cash and YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the Stay Cash and YouTube. Then as we start putting more shows out, you will get notifications on your phone when they drop. You don't have to remember anything we said. Go like the video, comment on the video, and go to Twitter and tell Evan Hand you think he's a very beautiful man. And he does a very good job here, even though he's probably going to get fired tomorrow because of something he does. So tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, for Rackets, Kebabel, Hoffman, Bill, and Evan. I am Tommy G. Go to 4deep.com. 50% offense tonight. Tonight. Get over there. Money to be made. Good luck. Stay cashing.
Let's go.